This is the first guided yoga sequence for the mindfulness-based stress reduction program at UMass Medical School. As with the body scan, listening and following along with this audio recording is an opportunity to connect deeply with yourself and to enhance your health and well-being. Regular practice of this yoga sequence is best done at a time and place where you won't be distracted or disturbed. Choose a space that is warm and comfortable. Wear loose clothes that you can move in easily, giving yourself the time and attention to practice regularly sends a powerful message of self-care and nurturance. As you follow along with the recording, listening to the needs of your own body is more important than following the instructions precisely. If certain movements aren't right for you right now, you can modify the pose or find a comfortable position and visualize yourself doing the movements in your mind, sensing the body, even in your imagination. This can be a powerful practice in itself and is another way to tap into the wisdom of the body-mind connection. Likewise, some days you may wish to pause the recording and repeat certain poses or movements. You can choose to do this at any time, giving yourself time to explore and go deeper with particular postures. Whether actively moving or visualizing the movement, the main focus of this practice is about listening deeply to yourself and working at your limits, not pushing beyond what you can do, but sensitively exploring the range of exactly what is possible on any given day, and making adjustments with patience and kindness, discovering how you are in each moment, in the domain of the body, but also what thoughts and emotions are present as well. Perhaps getting in touch with thoughts and emotions evoked by the movement, and suspending, as best you can, any judgments that may arise, whether these are of doing poorly or of doing well. Remember, there is no goal to this practice, not even relaxation. It is enough to show up, to follow along as best you can, and to be aware of how you are feeling and responding in each moment. So beginning now, by lying down on a mat or carpet on the floor, with the arms lying at your sides, palms facing the ceiling if that's comfortable for you. The legs are outstretched with the feet falling away from each other. Noticing the body's relative symmetry and making any adjustments to feel as aligned as possible. Noticing the right and left sides of the body, the back and the front, the sides, the full dimensionality of the body. This pose is the corpse pose. It encourages a conscious quieting and release of the body, along with a soft, alert attention. You can begin to explore this pose by sensing the body's weight, releasing the weight into the security of the floor, feeling held in this moment, not needing to do anything or be anywhere but right here. Like the body scan, you might choose to scan through the body, feeling any sensations as they arise in different areas, but not needing to change anything that's here, simply being. and now gently turning attention to the breath. Bringing attention to the air coming into the body and leaving. And noticing where exactly you feel this. At the nostrils, perhaps, or maybe the rising and falling of the collarbones or the belly. Maybe a sense of widening and narrowing in the mid-back area. The movement might be slight or large. Each time the breath goes out, giving over the weight of the body a little bit more, releasing the muscles, the bones, and any effort at all. And now on an in-breath, lifting the arms up towards the ceiling and over the head, taking the stretch as far as you are able, stretching and lengthening the fingers, arms, and shoulders in one direction, and at the same time stretching the legs by pressing out through the soles of the feet and the heels in the opposite direction. Feeling the entire body lengthen and open. Breathing fully, back, front, and sides. And now slowly returning the arms up towards the ceiling and bringing them back alongside the body. Moving them slowly and completely releasing the effort as they meet the floor. At the same time, releasing any effort in the legs. And again now on an in-breath, raising the arms overhead, stretching the arms and legs in opposite directions, feeling the full length and breathing. Staying here for a few breaths, exploring the range but not going over your limit. And when you're ready, bringing the arms up towards the ceiling and then returning them alongside the body. Feeling the weight of the arms as they move through space and feeling how the weight releases into gravity. Pausing here, sensing directly the whole body after this stretch. And seeing too what's here in the mind, the heart, what is evoked. And now, preparing for pelvic rocking by bending the knees so they're pointed toward the ceiling with the feet flat on the floor, parallel and a comfortable distance away from the hips. In this position, bringing your attention to the area at the back of the waist. The natural curve of this area allows a little space between the body and the floor. Beginning by pressing this area towards the floor, flattening it to meet the mat. You might notice that this action tips the tailbone up towards the ceiling between the knees, rocking the navel and the belly towards the floor. And now releasing the low back and creating, once again, more space between the back waist area and the floor. As you repeat this pressing and releasing movement, you might explore the breath, exhaling and pressing the back down as the belly sinks, and inhaling and releasing the back as the belly and chest expand. You can also explore the rate of the movement, slow or fast. So moving at your own pace. And as you do this, you might check in with other parts of the body that aren't directly involved in the movement. The forehead, the eyes and jaw, the shoulders, the hands and fingers. Noticing any sense of tightness or strain in these areas. And seeing if it's possible to allow the movement to happen right where it's actually happening. And letting everything else go along for the ride. Sensing the breath moving fully through the body. And now, coming to stillness. Just feeling the body after the rocking. And noticing, too, the movements of the mind and any emotions present. And when you're ready, drawing the knees up towards the chest and gently clasping around the lower legs or under the thighs, rocking gently side to side. Moving forward and back, perhaps, or around in circles. However it feels best to move right now. And then, if you wish, exploring this position in a different way by coming to stillness and lifting the head towards the knees, being very careful of the neck, possibly investigating how the body moves here, the rounding of the back, the strength of the neck and abdominal muscles activated here, breathing. And now releasing the head to the floor, letting go with the arms, and lowering and stretching the legs out. Coming to corpse pose and feeling the effects of this movement. And now bending the right knee and drawing it in towards the chest. And with both hands around the lower leg or under the thigh, moving the knee in circles. In one direction and then the other. Side to side. Exploring the movement possible in the hip joint. Letting the movement be big or small. Fully present with the body, the hip joint, and the ways you are capable of moving in this moment, as well as what thoughts and emotions may be passing through as you move. And coming to stillness, and while still holding the knee, if you care to, raising the head towards the knee, perhaps even touching the forehead to the knee if that feels doable. Being sensitive to the neck. The left leg still heavy and released along the floor. And then as you're ready, slowly lowering the head, releasing the arms, and stretching the right leg out long. Noticing the right and left sides of the body, how they feel after this movement. And now bringing the left knee up towards the chest, hugging it with both hands, and beginning to explore the movement possibilities. Moving the knee in circles. Exploring both directions. And back and forth. sensing how each hip joint is different, and being fully present to what is happening now. Bringing the movement to stillness, and if you choose, raising the head towards the knee, aware of the sensations here. What's working? And now lowering the head, releasing the left arm and the hands, stretching the left leg out, coming to corpse pose and feeling the entire body. For the next movement, we'll be moving into table position on all fours. As you transition, seeing if it's possible to stay awake and present to how the body moves to get into this position. Turning to one side, noticing the coordination of the body. Pushing yourself up so that you're kneeling on all fours, with hands under the shoulders and knees under the hips. The back flat, the body in the shape of a table. If you have any issues with your wrists, you can come up onto your fists. Otherwise, spreading the fingers wide like a star, creating a firm base. Like with pelvic rocking, this pose, called cat-cow, explores moving the spine to the rhythm of the breath. Beginning with an out-breath, curving the middle of the back up towards the ceiling like a scared cat arching its spine, feeling the belly pull in as you let the tailbone and head hang towards the floor. When you reach the end of the out-breath, allowing the in-breath to initiate movement in the other direction, the back curving down towards the floor like the sagging back of a cow, the head and tailbone raising up. And now letting the breath guide the movement, allowing the spine to move through its full range of possibilities. Exploring this movement on your own. And as you're ready, coming to a neutral, steady position, feeling the breath and the stability of the legs and arms. Moving now into a balance pose. And if the eyes have been closed, opening them and finding a point to focus on the floor to help you balance. Begin by extending the right leg straight out behind you and lifting it as high as you're able to today. When you feel stable, extending and straightening the left arm in front of you, feeling the diagonal stretch all the way through the fingertips, through the torso, and out through the leg and toes of the right foot. Feeling the strength necessary to balance here, and exploring your limits, but not staying in the pose any longer than feels right. Breathing. Lowering the left arm and the right leg as you're ready, and moving into a few cat-cow stretches to release the spine. Coming to stillness and shifting sides by extending the left leg straight out behind you and as high as you're able to. And then lengthening the right arm out in front. Feeling the diagonal here and the effort necessary to balance. Sensing how balance is not rigid, but dynamic and full of subtle movements. Lowering the arm, lowering the leg, and releasing the effort through the cat-cow stretch. And coming back to table position. And now moving into child's pose by lowering the hips and buttocks toward the heels, draping the torso on the thighs or widening the knees so that the torso and belly can rest between the thighs, whichever's most comfortable. Bringing the forehead as close to the floor as possible. And stretching the arms out in front of you or back along your sides, or perhaps folded so you can rest your forehead on the backs of the hands or on the fists. Finding a position where you can rest and experience the body and breath after the efforts you've just made. From child's pose now, moving onto your back, taking your time and being present to the transition itself in the movements of turning over, shifting weight, feeling the breath in the body while making your way onto your back. As you settle once again into corpse pose, noticing the body now. The effects of the stretching, the movement. Present with yourself. Feeling the breath. And now preparing for bridge pose by bending the knees, placing the feet flat on the floor. And from this position, using the strength in the legs and hips and pressing the feet evenly into the floor, raising the pelvis and torso up into the air. The body resting on the shoulders and upper back, the head and the soles of the feet. The leg and buttock muscles are working to support you, even as the shoulders, arms, face, and neck are at ease. Feeling the breath moving as freely as possible. Holding this pose as long as feels right for you today. And then when you're ready, slowly lowering the body one vertebra at a time. Until the whole torso is on the floor, letting the muscles of the back and pelvis soften and melt into the support of the floor, and then lengthening out the legs. Noticing the breath, thoughts, emotions, and letting things be just as they are. Let's try the bridge again. So bringing the feet flat, the knees pointed to the ceiling. And as you're ready, lifting the hips and torso up to the sky. If you'd like, stretching the arms up and overhead, allowing this lengthening in the shoulders and arms to support the lengthening in the spine. And breathing. Feeling the parts of the body that are working. And as you're ready, slowly bringing the arms and the back down to the floor, one vertebra at a time in the spine, and moving the arms slowly through space. Feeling the muscles release as they gain support from the floor. Noticing how the body releases all effort. With your knees still pointed towards the ceiling, we'll be moving now for a spinal twist. You might want to bring the feet a little bit closer together and clasping the hands behind the neck with the elbows pointing out to either side. With an exhalation, lowering the knees to the right any amount. You might try allowing the soles of the feet to come off the floor as the knees move. Breathing into the twist, sensing the different sensations in the right side and left side of the body, the belly, the chest, the back, and legs. To increase the twist, turning the head to the left, glancing over the elbow. As best you can, keeping the shoulders wide and on the floor, breathing into the deep stretch this movement provides. And now bringing the head and knees back to center, and this time lowering the knees to the left. Intensifying the stretch, if it feels right, by turning the head to look over the left elbow. Coming back to center and repeating the movement in your own time to each side. Perhaps noticing subtle changes as you repeat a movement, small shifts. And now bringing this movement to a close, coming back to center, and allowing the arms to come back down alongside of the body and stretching the legs out. Feeling the effects of the spinal twist as you come into corpse pose, pausing, experiencing what's here in this moment. And now, bringing the left foot flat and keeping the right leg stretched out straight along the floor. On an in-breath, raising the right leg straight up towards the ceiling or as far as is possible for you today. This pose is not about getting the leg as high as possible, but rather staying in touch with yourself, seeing where your limits are and how you want to work with them. Noticing any tendency to push or force, as well as any tendency to hold back, and just see if it's possible to feel into what is right for right now. So with the leg in the air and with this sensitivity to yourself, begin to circle the foot, experiencing the sensations in the foot, the ankle and lower leg as you explore the range of this joint. Now going in the other direction. Continuing to breathe. And then pointing and flexing. Staying with the movement of the ankle as you soften in the shoulders, arms, neck, and face. And now coming to stillness and reaching up with both hands to hold wherever on the straightened right leg is comfortable, behind the thigh or the lower leg, or even grabbing the fabric of your pants, whatever's possible. And then if this is right for your body, raising the head, neck, and upper back off the floor, curving the forehead toward the raised knee any amount. Continuing to breathe. And now releasing the head, lowering the arms to the floor, and very slowly lowering the right leg. Feeling each part of the leg let go into the floor, the thigh, the back of the knee, the calf, and finally the foot. Sensing the entire length of the leg released into the floor. And stretching out the left leg long. Feeling into the whole body and any difference in the right and left sides. And now bending the right knee so the foot is flat and raising the left leg straight up toward the ceiling or to whatever height that is at your limit but not beyond. And circling the left ankle. Noticing sensations. Circling in the other direction. Aware of the breath. Pointing and flexing the foot. Bringing the movement to stillness and with both hands clasping the left leg, the thigh, or the knee, or the calf, and raising the head, neck, shoulders, and upper back off the floor, bringing the forehead towards the knee, any amount. Feeling the sensations this stretch activates. And when you're ready, lowering the upper body, lowering the arms, and floating the legs slowly down to the floor. Fully releasing into gravity and allowing your entire body to soften and release as you stretch out the right leg long. And turning now onto your left side, moving with awareness and intention. The body is long, legs as straight as possible, balancing yourself on your side, the right hand in front of the belly, and placing the head either on your outstretched left arm or bending the elbow to support it in your hand. As you feel ready, slowly raising the right leg straight up as high as you can, without strain. Noticing the muscles that are helping with balance. And beginning to circle the foot. One direction and the other. Exploring your limits and not overstepping. So when you're ready, bringing the movement to stillness and slowly lowering the leg, releasing the effort as it comes to rest on top of the other leg and foot. And now turning over to your right side, supporting the head and the hand or on the outstretched arm, placing the left hand in front of the belly for balance, and raising the left leg up, and circling the foot in one direction and the other. And coming to stillness and slowly bringing your left leg down to meet the outstretched right leg. feeling all the weight and the effort surrender to the floor. Now, turning on to the belly, face down in a prone corpse pose. Arms resting beside the body, feet uncrossed, head resting on one cheek or the other, or folding the elbows so the hands are under the forehead, supporting the head in a neutral position if that's more comfortable for you. Just experiencing the body in this position, breathing. Feeling perhaps the pressure of the belly against the floor on the in-breath and the release on the out-breath. From this position, we'll begin with leg lifts. Turning the head so it's straight and resting the chin or the forehead on the mat, whichever's most comfortable. Bringing the feet together and gently firming the muscles of the hips, buttocks, and thighs to create some stability for the lower back. On an in-breath, with the straight leg raising the right leg up any amount, using the back muscles and buttocks to lift it as high as you're able to today. Exploring your limits, noticing the breath. Does it change as you make this effort? Aware of sensations throughout the body. And when you're ready, lowering the leg down slowly. Turning the head to rest on the opposite cheek or on the back of the hands and fully releasing all the muscular effort in the body. Pausing to note the effect of this stretch. Now moving to the other side, positioning the head straight and placing your chin or forehead on the mat. Gently toning the muscles of the hips and thighs and bringing the feet together. On the in-breath, raising the left leg, keeping both hips as stable as possible. Noticing any tendency to hold the breath in this position. And when you're ready, lowering the leg, turning the head to rest, and fully releasing into the floor, feeling the support here for you. Moving now into a supported cobra pose. Placing the forehead on the mat and bringing the palms of the hands directly under the shoulders. Elbows bent with the lower arms on the floor close to the sides. Bringing the feet together and firming the muscles of the hips and thighs gently. Using just the muscles of the upper back, inhaling and lifting the forehead, chin, upper chest area, and shoulders. When you've reached as high as you can, gently press the hands into the floor, but keeping the elbows bent. The hands are supporting just a little more lift, maybe an inch or two. If you'd like, you can experiment with isometrically dragging the hands back towards your feet. Imagining that the heart is moving forward, keeping the neck long so there's no strain, and using the spinal muscles of the upper back and the support of the hands to lift the upper body. Breathing. And now gently bringing the chest and shoulders down, the chin and forehead, releasing the muscular effort in the lower body and lowering the arms. Shifting the head to a comfortable position and completely giving the body over to gravity. resting after this effort. And as you're ready, turning over onto the back, taking your time. As you come onto the back, gently drawing the knees into the chest, hugging them close, giving a counter stretch to the muscles of the spine from the cobra pose, and moving in any way that feels satisfying to you right now. And lowering the legs when you're ready, and coming into the corpse pose where we started from. The feet falling away from each other. Arms by your sides, palms face up. Noticing the alignment of the body. The right and left sides, the front and the back. The weight and length and breadth of the body. Present to whatever sensations are here. Noticing the condition of the mind, of the heart, as well as the breath entering and leaving, filling and emptying. Each out-breath releasing a little more into the support the floor offers. And each in-breath feeling new life, new vitality available. Scanning through the body, the feet, lower legs, upper legs, pelvis and low back, belly and middle back, chest region and upper back, shoulders, arms and hands, throat, neck, head and face, this body breathing. Feeling deeply how you are right now. Perhaps congratulating yourself for making the effort to show up and explore your limits with non-judging sensitivity. Feeling your completeness, as well as your commitment to yourself. Knowing that practicing this yoga sequence regularly helps cultivate sensitivity and responsiveness in each moment of your life.